It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street?
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Dale Gentry here on the radio, BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the world. This time, anytime, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Of course, that includes you, your family, your church, your city, and your nation. And so this is the Hour of Power, and we are praying for the next 60 minutes concerning the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life, your family, your church, your city, and your nation. And we just come boldly by the blood of Jesus. And today the Holy Spirit is leading me to pray with you concerning eternity. Where are you going to spend eternity? This life is only temporary, and I'm going to talk today about hell. And we don't hear many, many talks. We don't hear much about hell. In fact, I cannot remember when I've heard a sermon on hell. And so, most people use the word hell, no. And that's true. We don't want to go to hell. There is a heaven. I was happy to have David Shibley on BPN Radio just a few days ago. And David was talking about heaven. And so today I'm going to talk about hell. I'm going to pray with people that don't know the Lord, that it's not ready for the return of the Lord, or you are not really prepared to die. But I'm telling you, you're going to die. For the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after death comes the judgment. And so, Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name. You're on this Thursday that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio. I thank you for the people that are praying with me today, because I know that we are the hope of the nation and we are a force in the earth when we pray. And Father God, we do prophetic praying today. We do prayers of agreement. You said, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So we that are praying together today, because I know that many intercessors, many people that believe in prayer, are listening to this broadcast, but I know there are people that may have never listened to this broadcast here on the TuneIn Radio Network. And so I just pray that you would speak to us today. Holy Spirit, open the eyes of our understanding. Open the eyes of our understanding in Jesus' name. And so we submit this hour to you, the will, plan, and purpose of God. And I'm praying with you today. I'm inviting all prayer leaders or those that desire to be a prayer leader to come to Austin, Texas, April 9th through 11th. We'll be giving you more information about that, but save the date, April 9th through 11th in Austin, Texas. And so we'll give you more information about that. In the month of June, those that want to get started in the ministry are those that want to get restarted. A friend of mine, Larry Martin, Dr. Larry Martin, both of us came out of the same church in Comanche, Oklahoma. Gene and I started. We departed Comanche, Oklahoma on March the 12th, 1967, started full-time ministry, still going. Anyhow, Dr. Larry Martin and I are going to be calling people that want to get started in the ministry. You have a heart for the ministry, so I don't know how I'm going to get started. Or somehow, I dropped out, lost my way, turned aside. I've lost my momentum, so we're going to help you. And both of us have been in ministry for a long, long time. I've been in ministry 48 years, and I know that he's been in ministry over 40 years. He preached his first sermon for me way back in 1968, so I know that he's been in ministry for a long time. Both of us came out of Comanche, Oklahoma. We're going to go back to Comanche, and the place, little town we're from, and we're going to invite people to come, young and old, and join us if you want to get started in the ministry. So I want to do the will of God. I got this passion. Then I want you to come. Or you say, I want to get restarted. I want you to come. And I'm going to give you the dates right now. I'm going to look at my calendar and tell you that the dates in June that you can come to Comanche, Oklahoma, and be with Dr. Larry Martin and I. And that will be June the 25th through the 27th. June 25th through June 27th. We're going to get started. So before I depart, I don't know when that'll be. I'm not expecting it to be anytime soon, but you never know. I'm going to want to impart before I depart. I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with me, including Comanche, Oklahoma. I want to welcome Clanton, Alabama. And I want to welcome Phoenix, Arizona. I want to welcome Byers, Oklahoma, and Carnegie, Oklahoma, Rogers, Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas. I want to welcome churches all across the land, Denver, Colorado, and Delta, Colorado. I want to welcome cities all across the land, Westport, Oklahoma, and Portland, Oregon, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Bushnell, Florida. I want to welcome Longwood, Florida, Miller, South Dakota, as well as Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I want to welcome Orlando, Florida, Franklin, Tennessee, Albany, Texas, Stuart, Florida. I want to welcome cities all across the nation. Marietta, Georgia, praying with us. Buda, Texas. Colleyville, Texas. Conroe, Texas. As well as Nez Perce, Idaho. I don't know if I've heard of that. Hali, Hawaii is praying with us. Decatur, Illinois. Dallas, Texas. Robinson, Illinois. Elgin, Texas. Garland, Texas, and Liberal, Kansas. Mount Washington, Kentucky is praying with us. Bentley, Louisiana. Forest Hill, Louisiana. I'll be there soon. Monroe, Louisiana, praying with us. Annapolis, Maryland. And cities all across America praying with us. Welcome to BPN Radio. So, Father, we just pray now the will of God be done in our lives individually. Why don't you spend a little time praying right now? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Jesus' disciples came to him and said, Lord, we're watching you and how you pray. Teach us to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say. Now, let me just pause before we go any further in prayer and say these words, that we are in a battle in America for the heart and soul of our nation. There is a war on Christianity in America, but there's also a war inside Christianity. There's a war inside the church. And I must say today, I'm praying for the church, because I must say today here on BPN Radio that I'm quite concerned about what I see happening in the church. I was raised in the church. My father received his 50-year pen with the Assemblies of God. And so I was raised in the church. And there were things that I'm sure that we didn't have right. I was raised in a legalistic background. So some people swing from one side of the pendulum to the next. But all in all, I saw men and women stay true to God. And the people that I have tried to follow as an example are men and women that have stayed the course. Because anybody can do something for maybe a year, 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years. But the man that I was called to preach under, David Wilkerson, he gave his whole entire life serving God, doing the will of God. My pastor, where I was called to preach, Pastor Carl Alcorn, was a man that stayed the course all of his life, stayed true to what he was preaching. My pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, Bob Nichols, has been pastoring that church in Fort Worth for 50 years. He's been in the ministry for 60 years. Another man that I've submitted myself to, Dr. Tom Peters, in Lake Worth, Florida, has pastored that church for 40 years. His son, Jamie Peters, is now pastoring the church, but he's still a part. And so I've submitted myself to a couple of men that have over 100 years together ministry experience. And today we tend to follow men that have some type of new revelation, always coming up with new revelations. I believe the gospel is very simplistic. And Jesus just said, let's keep it simple. But there's so many people that have tried to put in, to take out. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned that we do not have ministers that are talking about heaven. They're talking about hell. And they are not talking much about sin. They're silent on so many subjects. And we're hearing so many motivational sermons. And we have pastors that become motivational messengers instead of preachers of the gospel. And I believe today that preachers of the gospel, I may sound a little bit old-fashioned, but I have been around now for preaching the gospel for 48 years, almost 49. And I believe that we need to warn people. We won't need to warn people. So I'm going to pray for those of you today that are not ready for Jesus to come. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. And there's a lot of people, they're very controversial now about eschatology, whether it's we're going to be raptured, whether it's going to be pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. the thing that I want to do is I want to be ready for the return of Jesus, and I want to be ready to go to heaven. And I believe that we have the option to go to heaven or to deny Jesus, then we go to hell. And so I'm going to pray for those of you today that are not ready to go to heaven, because if you don't go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. And so it's heaven or hell. And I'm going to pray for you today. Don't turn me off, because I'm broadcasting 24 hours a day praying for people. And this is a prayer broadcast. And I'm going to pray for you today that you are not ready for heaven. You are not right for God. You may profess Christianity, but you are living in sin. And we know that there are some things that disqualify us. And I must say it boldly. I believe there is a doctrine that is going throughout the church that I would call extreme grace movement. It makes no difference what you do, what you say. It makes no difference how you sin. You're still going to go to heaven. But I don't believe that. I believe if we sin, that we need to confess our sins and receive forgiveness of our sins. So, how are you going to preach your doctrine? Well, I'm not actually preaching on this broadcast. I'm praying. But I'm following the example of men and women that I've saw live a godly life, and their fruits and their works follow them. So here's what the Bible says, and I'm going to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord, that if you do not accept Jesus, you're going to go to hell. And the Bible said there was a certain rich man. It didn't say this is just a philosophy or just a fairy tale. He said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. He said there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came, licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. It's appointed a man wants to die. And the sobering thing about it is that you are only one heartbeat away from eternity. One heartbeat. That's pretty sobering, isn't it? The rich man died and was buried, and being in torments in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. I'm tormented in this flame. Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, likewise Lazarus' evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot. You cannot pass from there to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, that he may testify to them that they also should not come to this place of torment. So there is an eternity. There is heaven, a place of comfort. There is a place where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. And then there is a hell that has been prepared, according to Scripture, for the devil and all of his angels, and also for those that reject Christ and want to serve the devil. A famous singer recently said, I sold my soul to the devil. In other words, it sounds like to me that she said, I'm going to have my heaven here, and then I will have my hell there. It's not a very good trade. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So there's a lot of people that have made a decision. They're not going to serve God. They're going to reject God. They're going to serve the devil. And they're going to have heaven on earth. But they're going to spend eternity in hell. And we must tell people. We must warn people. We must warn people, ladies and gentlemen, about hell. And preachers need to talk about hell. There is a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. The Bible said the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then he said, I saw a great white throne, him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you there is a heaven and there is a hell. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Those of you that are not ready to go to heaven. I was ministering in London, England, quite a few years ago. And as I was preparing to go into the auditorium and minister, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words to me. And I wrote them in my Bible. Deception runs deep. Deception runs deep, and there are so many people professing Christians who are not ready for heaven. And if they don't go to heaven, they will go to hell. There's only two options. You must choose one. And the thing that grieves me in my spirit today on this Thursday is there's so many people, I believe, professing Christians that have been deceived in believing that everything is okay, and yet they are living a very godless life. They are not serving God. They are serving the devil, pretending that all is well when it is not well with their soul. So I pray for you today. First of all, I pray for people that have never accepted Jesus into their hearts. Ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you, even at this very moment. I ask the Holy Spirit, I pray for you now. I pray that you will turn from serving the devil and you will commit your life to Jesus. And you would say right now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross of Calvary for my sins, and you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me my sins. Cleanse me by your blood. And now I pray. Now I pray for those of you that you gave your heart and life to Jesus, but you have fallen into deception, the deception of believing that I can accept Jesus. I'm in him and he in me, which is true. But once we begin to know him, and we begin to come into his presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. And if we come with unclean hands and we come with sin in our life, we only can stand outside the gates. But when we come into his presence, we must wash with the water of the word. And if there be any sin in our lives, we need to confess that to God. Confess our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I know that there's deception. I call it extreme grace in the church today that says you just ask Jesus to come into your life and then you can just go ahead and sin all you want to. It makes no difference. It does make a difference. And here's what happens. We come into his presence, and if we come with unclean hands, if we come with impurities in our hearts, then the Holy Spirit brings conviction, and we repent. We repent of our sins. There needs to be repentance. Jesus said, when you pray, say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. In Jesus' name. And so when we come into his presence, the light shines upon our hearts. If there's uncleanness in our hearts and we repent, we ask forgiveness. There is a cleansing process that comes into our lives when we come into his presence. And if we ignore that voice that speaks to us and says to us, no, no, it's not good, then our conscience begins to become hardened. Our conscience becomes calloused. And the sin that once we were grieving over and we were crying out, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. Please forgive me. And there was a major repentance. Now there's only a little whisper or maybe a whimper. And eventually our conscience becomes so hardened and we become so indifferent. We become so calloused that we carry on as if nothing ever happened. I pray for you today. I stand in the gap, and I pray for you today that have been deceived in believing that you can just go through life and just do whatever your flesh wants to do. You can be careless. You can party. You can be in a drunken stupor. You can be committing adultery. You can be committing all kinds of sexual acts. You can go through life just living your own way, being deceived that all is well with you, but it's not well with you. I come to warn you. The rich man who died, he said, would you warn my brothers? And I believe that it's the work of the men and women of God. The men and women of God that are Christian leaders in this nation to warn people about eternity. That there is a heaven, but there is a hell. And if you don't know Jesus, you're going to go to hell. And if you are living life carelessly, professing Christianity, but living your life carelessly and committing all kinds of sins and walking around with an unrepentant heart, you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name, because eternity is a long, long time. Eternity is a long time. And so, Father, I pray for people right now. I pray for people that have been deceived into believing, Christians that have been deceived in believing that they don't even have to pray. They just accept Jesus and then they go through life living carelessly. Reminding me of the five foolish virgins. Foolish. Let the oil go out of their lamps, living any way they want to live. I break that spirit of deception off of them, and I call today for a spirit of repentance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm gonna pray the prayer that I heard a minister pray, my my mom and dad, they listened to a preacher on the radio every night. And this man would always say in his closing prayer, "God, don't let a one under the sound of my voice die and go to hell." And so I'm going to pray that same prayer here many years later. I just pray on BPN radio today, "Father God, don't let a one, don't let a one under the sound of my voice go to hell." May they come to an awakening in their own lives that they cannot be careless in their walk for God. They cannot be careless in the way that they treat their brothers and sisters. They cannot be careless in their own lifestyle. I pray for them. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring them to a place of repentance, that we would live a godly life, a holy life. And if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ. And we ask forgiveness, and there is forgiveness. There is forgiveness by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. And I'm so thankful for the redeeming power that operates in us. Jesus died on the cross to redeem us back, to redeem us back, buy us back by the blood of Jesus. And so we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And there has been a redemption day in our life. I have a friend in England. His name is Martin Smith. Gene and I used to live next door to he and Anna Smith in England for a while. He's going to sing right now about Redemption Day. Redemption Day. And I'll be back to pray some more. So don't go away. You're on BPN Radio on this Thursday. Well, it's a delight to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Thursday. Delighted to have you listening and praying with me here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, and I'm so thankful that you are praying with me today. The effectual prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And as we pray together today, we are making a difference. We're not only praying for ourselves, but we are interceding for others. And so today, the Holy Spirit has just put in my heart, as I was in my prayer closet up early this morning praying, that I need to warn people that there is a hell. Heaven to gain, a hell to shun. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that's not a very popular subject. I know it's controversial, and I know that many pastors and many preachers ignore the subject. So I think we, in some ways, the church somehow has lost their way, and we're trying to be relevant in our sermons. We're trying to motivate people. And of course, I love to do that. I love to say you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can fly. You can preach what God says you can preach. You can meet who God says you can meet. And you know that I'm very, very encouraging, because I love to give people hope. But I'm warning you today, by the power of the Holy Spirit that works in me, that we need to be thinking about eternity. And so many people, they're ignoring it. They're just living life today as if they're going to live here forever. But it's appointed a man once to die, so we are going to die. We're going to die, and we're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. And so don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, that whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And if you live as a Christian, if you live life carelessly, and you just keep going your own way, ignoring the voice of the Holy Spirit, ignoring your conscience, ignoring principles of God's word, if you just live life any way you want, living according to the flesh, believing that all is well, you don't have to repent of your sins, you're deceived. And I know that I'm not trying to be controversial, but I know that I am. But I did not start yesterday. I've ministered over 13,000 times. And I've been in ministry for almost 49 years. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to awaken. And the spirit of deception needs to be broken off the church. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And even though I may have a backlash of how I'm praying today, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now. I've been in the ministry so long, it does not matter. But I'm telling you that God is calling for people to repent everywhere, including Christians. Including Christians. People that have accepted Jesus. We need to turn from our wickedness. I believe there needs to be a cleansing. I'm praying for a cleansing in the church today, that God would awaken us out of our drunken stupor. Awaken us out of our drunken stupor, our carelessness, our godlessness. And I'm certainly delivering this message at the appropriate time, because many people, even Christians, use Super Bowl weekend to be drunk and careless and live a godless life. But I'm praying for you today, in Jesus' name, that you will live a holy life. Holy love. I'm not talking about legalism. I've been there, done that. I'm not talking about legalism. I'm talking about living according to Scripture, living according to how the Holy Spirit would love for us to live. And when we come into the presence of God, we wash our hands at the golden laver that is surrounded by mirrors, we have to look and say, Lord, is there any wickedness in me? Is there any uncleanness in me? And if there is, I ask you to forgive me. And when we come into the presence of God in prayer, because we are called to pray, and if we don't pray, if we don't pray at all, there will be no conviction of sin. There will be no call for righteousness. So I pray for you today. I pray for those of you that have accepted Jesus, but you're living life carelessly. You're living according to the dictates of your own heart. And you're not coming into prayer because you want to ignore him. You don't want to see him face to face because you are sin-laden. You don't want a wash. There are many people today that I heard a man of God call satisfied sinners. The prophet I was called to preach under David Wilkerson came to a little town, Rush Springs, Oklahoma, many, many years ago in the 70s. Came to the high school auditorium and preached an unusual message. And I'll never forget, it was called Satisfied Sinners. And there are people that have accepted Jesus, but they are determined to live in their sin. Live in their sin. Live with another man, another woman, not your husband, not your wife. Live in adultery and believe that they're going to go to heaven. Living in a drunken stupor, believing they're going to go to heaven. Doing every unimaginable thing in life, believing. And they're satisfied. Their conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. It's all crusted over, and they feel no conviction. They say, well, I just feel right about what I'm doing. I believe I'm okay. I've been forgiven to do whatever I want to do. That is deception. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I know I'm going in a place in prayer maybe that I've never been, even in my whole ministry, but I'm following the leadership of the Holy Ghost, and I beg you, I implore you, I warn you there's a hell, and I warn you to get right with God. I warn you to come out of that adulterous situation. I warn you today to come out of that drunken stupor. I warn you today to turn from your wickedness. I warn you today, there is a heaven, but there is a hell. There is a lake of fire. There is eternity to spend with Satan, who is controlling your life. You say, I've given my heart to Jesus, but Satan, you're serving Satan. You're doing everything Satan wants you to do. And I break that spirit of deception, and I call for repentance now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, to cleanse you and make you whole and make you well, so that you will serve him with all of your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And I pray for pastors today, preachers of the gospel, that they will tell people, I pray for you today, you pastors and ministers, preachers, that are listening and praying with me today, I implore you to tell people the truth, not to be silent concerning eternity. I pray for you now that you will tell people about eternity in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That you will tell people that you shepherd, that are under the sound of your voice, that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And those who live in sin will not go to heaven, but they will go to hell. God is merciful. His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. But there is a place where we can miss it. There are sins that we can commit that we cannot allow to stay in our lives. And so we come into the holy place And we pray this prayer that David prayed, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now? Just allow him to speak to you. I pray for you right now. I pray that those of you that don't know the Lord will accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. I pray for those of you that are Christians will turn from your wicked ways. You'll turn from your wickedness. You'll turn away from sin. You'll turn away from all the wicked things that you're doing, evil things that you're doing. You'll ask God to forgive you of your sins, and you'll turn to him. And when you come into the holy place, you'll come with clean hands and a pure heart. Who shall ascend to the mountain of God? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, but he shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. I pray for you now, and I pray for you pastors, I pray for you preachers of the gospel, that you will warn people, that you will not be silent about sin, that you will be willing to name sin and call for repentance. Call for repentance. Give people an opportunity to repent, to come down and repent. At the close of your service, there will be an altar of repentance, a place where people get right with God. They don't just walk out because you made them feel good about whatever they were doing. The Bible said in the last days that people would seek out men and women having itching ears. What does that mean? Men and women that soothes them and comforts them in their sin-laden lives, instead of telling them that if they don't get right with God, they're going to go to hell. I pray for you ministers. I pray for you pastors. You'll tell people the truth. You'll warn people about eternity. You'll warn people that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Here on BPN Radio, on this Thursday, I pray for you now. And you say, well, why are you so adamant about what you're praying about today? One reason I'm so adamant, several years ago I had a dream, and in my dream, I saw these two young ladies, and they were partying. And you could tell that they were going their own way, doing their own thing. And then I saw them in front of the home, the house where Gene and I lived, and there was a crash. And it was these two ladies that I'd seen going down the street earlier. And their car burst into flames, and I ran out of my home, out to the street, to try to rescue them, but it was too late. And I could hear their screams. I could hear their screams of agony, knowing in my spirit that these two young ladies did not know the Lord. And the screams that came out of them, that exuded out of them in the midst of that flame, the screams of agony and torment, were something that I could never, ever forget. And when I woke up, I knew that I must warn people that there is a hell. There are flames of fire. There is eternal agony and suffering. And I must warn people, don't go to that place. Don't go to that place. When I heard the screams of those two young ladies, God renewed this passion in me to pray for people not to go to hell. So we said, well, we don't need to talk about that anymore. We just need to talk about life. But there is a life hereafter. The Bible said that there was a certain rich man. He died. And there was a beggar. He died. Only one was ready for eternity. The other was not. And the Bible said in hell, he lifted up his eyes being in torment. And he could see Lazarus afar off. All he needed, first of all, was just a little water upon his tongue. And when that did not happen, he said, would you warn my brothers, don't come here. And I believe that there are people in agony in hell at this very moment. And I know that you probably, some of you are going to lay on me as a hellfire and brimstone preacher, but I absolutely don't care. I don't care. But I believe, I'm just warning you today, don't go there. And I believe that there are probably countless people in hell today that if they could say to me, Dale Gentry, warn the people. Warn the people that you're praying with, that you're talking to today. Warn them, don't come here. Don't come here. So I pray today you'll get things right with God. If you've not known him, or you do know him, but you're just living carelessly, I pray for you right now. I intercede for you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare that Jesus loves you. I declare that he is a faithful God, and he is faithful. He is faithful to forgive you. He is faithful to care for you. He is faithful to watch for you. And so I pray for you today. He's a faithful God. My friend Martin Smith, we're playing Martin Smith music today, and from England. And Martin and his wife Anna at one time provided us a place to live next to them in Rustington, England. And a great couple. Martin's going to sing, Great is your faithfulness. And we want to celebrate the faithfulness of God here on this Thursday on BPN Radio. Great is your faithfulness.
your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Through the years, you've always been there.
Father, we are so thankful today. Thank you, Martin Smith. Father, we're so thankful today for your faithfulness. You are such a faithful God. And we are so very thankful and grateful today for your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. We just appreciate you, Lord. We thank you. Even when we're not faithful, you are faithful toward us. We're thankful for life in this life. And we're thankful for eternal life. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this hour of prayer. Thank you for those that are praying with us. And thank you for BPN Radio. We're so thankful and grateful. Thank you for praying with me today. And I'll be back at the same time tomorrow. Or actually, I'll be back anytime as we pray together here on BPN Radio. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. Send in your request. We have a prayer team praying for you. We'll be back tomorrow. You have a great day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.